The airline industry's tough times continue. Rising fuel costs, financial losses, and another failed attempt at raising fares. It's also nearly 2 months since the enactment of security measures requiring the Transportation Security Administration to screen every piece of luggage. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. Good morning.
Good morning.
How'd the new security measures worked out?
They're working a lot better than most in the media and most of us frightened flyers were predicting and expecting, and most people were predicting widespread chaos. It has not happened. My argument is that it hasn't happened because traffic is way down. There just aren't that many people. But to be fair, the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, may have finally started to get its act together in terms of having trained its people in what to do, getting staffing levels right at some of the airports.
That's good. They haven't shouted at me lately.
There are going to be crowds, and there's going to be noise, and fear is that we will see chaos if and when we get back to the glory days of summer with long, long lines and crowds. That will be the real test. We haven't had the test yet, but I think we have to be fair to the TSA. They spent a lot of money training these people. To get someone tested and trained and uniformed and out there checking bags can cost as much as $10,000. It's almost as much as the $15,000 that you have to spend to get a Peace Corps volunteer ready to go overseas.
Job turnover among airport screeners is at 4%, lower than it's ever been. Has the switch to federal employees made the difference?
The switch to federal employees has made the difference, and screening out people who shouldn't be doing the job in the first place has made the difference. We've gotten over some of the teething pains. I would point out that the screening process, the screening in the screeners, is vastly more expensive than we thought it was going to be. The contract to screen people for getting these jobs started out at about $100 million, and it went up to five or six times that. But it may have been worth it if we can reduce the hassles. We've also seen fewer hassles than we thought in terms of the machines, the detection machines breaking down. But again, what's going to happen this summer when we have real big crowds?
Well, now you have to back time your departure for the airport to allow for your search, the baggage search, and the car search.
That's right. Flying has not been an easy in-and-out affair for a long time. It stopped being easy come-and-go years ago when the gridlock first hit us, and it's probably not ever going to be a I'll-just-pop-up-to-New-York-for-the-day thing again for a long time.
And not surprisingly, the airlines are losing money and fuel prices are rising.
Fuel prices are almost double what they were a year ago. It's hitting them real bad. The interesting thing is that they've been unable to pass this higher cost on to the passenger. Just in the last week, three of the major airlines tried a fuel surcharge of $10 each way, $20 round trip, which is another way of saying a fare increase. Northwest Airlines refused to go along with it because they realized that if you raise fares, people just will go away. No one's going to make money right now. No one's going to make any kind of money with these kind of fares. There's always going to be someone to slash fares, and the fuel just makes it worse.
David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.